The Hangout with Jeremy Wayne.
Tomorrow is 420. That means today is Weedmas Eve. Yes, it is. It's Weedmas Eve. Tomorrow is Weedmas. Ganja Claus is coming, children. He's going to fill up your stocking with all kinds of green stuff. And anyway, no. Tomorrow on the show, probably talk about the history of 420. Just to have a little fun with that. But just in time for 420 on Weedmas Eve, I got something right here. This is going to be so fun. Did you know there's a bus tour in the Coachella Valley, right here in the Coachella Valley, and it goes around and it talks about weed. It talks about the industry. It gives you, it's educational. It's entertaining. And I'm speaking of entertaining, I got the woman who's behind it all, the mastermind. Her name is Lynn Daniels. Lynn, thank you for joining me on my show.
Jeremy, thanks for having me. I'm really glad we did this the day before 420.
Yes.
We can have all kinds of buzzwords going, you know?
I know. I call it Weedmas. I've been calling it Weedmas Eve all day. It's like, it's Weedmas Eve. Yay.
Ganja Claus. Love it.
Yeah.
I love it because, you know, we do tip of the weeks every Monday, and I'm thinking, what tip can I give? And really, when you were doing your introduction, it really is. I never knew what 420 was. I really didn't. A lot of people didn't get the history, so I'm really excited to hear about that.
Yeah, I have to look it up. There's different, there's like a general sort of story, but then it kind of varies. So there's different, it's like, you know, that when you do the thing in class where you start a rumor, like the teacher will do it. By the time it gets to the last person, it's totally changed. You know, when you whisper in somebody's ear and it goes down the line, I think it's kind of the same with the 420. I'm going to try to track down as much of where 420 came from as I possibly can.
I think it's a code. I really believe it was a code. And I think back when, I think that people were going out of class, wherever they were, and they were doing it, they were meeting at 420. And I believe it happened like that time of the day because
right.
The classes are, you know, odd times. And they'd come back in there and all the teachers would say, hi, you're back.
Yeah, hi, that was the buzzword then too. We
right,
sure are.
Right.
But yeah, well, I'll discuss a little bit more about that tomorrow. Right now though, Cannabus Express Tours. And you can go to CannabusExpressTours.com. It is a 3-hour guided educational platform for those looking to understand the cannabis industry. Lynn, how did you get involved with the Cannabus Express Tours? This is your idea. This is your brain. You're the brainchild behind this. How did this begin?
It's a 3-hour tour. So what happened was I can talk, so you need to interrupt anytime you want, Jeremy.
Oh, keep going. Yeah, you go.
And I talk for 3 hours on that tour, I'm telling you, and I'm drained by the end of the day. There's so much to talk about in this industry. And when I can't, you know, I've been out here for a while doing resort because, you know, we live in the Coachella Valley, which is a resort town, basically. And now that it's become the Silicon Valley of cannabis or the Napa Valley of cannabis, I was learning about it because through the fact that my dog had hurt her ACL. She had hurt her ACL on the beach, jumping for the ball. She's half lab and half greyhound. So imagine a runner and a ball catcher. And she hurt it. And I went to the vet, and the first thing they said was what? Surgery. Well, I just couldn't put my dog through that, and I had to think there had to be another way. And then somebody had told me about a balm, a CBD balm, you know, and these were the words then that, you know, I grew up in the 70s, so it was different then than it is now, obviously. So I put this balm on her, not knowing the difference between THC and CBD and all those numbers and all those cannabis etiquette words. And I put it on her knee, and I'm telling you, 3 weeks later, she's back on the beach, and we're talking now 4.5 years later. She's fine. So my famous line is, I became a believer, and I had to find out how I could help other people through this avenue. So I went and ventured out and went around the entire Coachella Valley. It was about 4 years ago when we did our due diligence, and it was when it just started getting going. You know, we were trying to kind of get out of the gray area. We were trying to show the world a little bit that it is not the thug world that it used to be, that is truly a medicinal world, mm-hmm. and cannabis can help in so many ways. And just to answer the question on that note, I started to think at this point in my life, I'm in my 60s, I wanted to do something rewarding and educational and give back. And this is how this whole thing evolved.
Now, I was reading your story on your website, CannabisExpressTours.com, and it's interesting, your home was part of a celebrity home tour that should not have been.
What do you mean?
I thought there was something in there like about your story about you were living in a home here in the valley, and they kept making stops at your home thinking it was a celebrity home or somebody had used to live here, and you got the idea for it. Wasn't that on your?
No. There you go. Okay. Well, I actually lived in Malibu.
Oh, it was Malibu.
Malibu. And so Starline Tours. You know, Starline. They come, everybody comes and takes a Starline tour to come to Malibu to see where the celebrities live. So they came in front of my house. I'm glad you're going into that because it's backing up to how this idea came. Thank you for that. So we were, my son and I were looking outside and going, why are they stopping in front of our house and taking pictures? So I said, Chasen, let's go on one of those Starline tours and find out who lives in our house. So we did. And we got on this tour without seatbelts, the microphone you could hardly hear. They're naming all these people that I know for a fact living in Malibu and my kid going to Malibu High and hanging out with the celebrity kids, that this is not where they live. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting aggravated and Chase is telling me, please don't say anything. Don't start. Just keep quiet. So we get to my house and they say, Charlize Theron lives there. Well, that was it for me. I said, no, she doesn't. We do. And you're not, this is not a good tour. You're not giving the right information. So that's when I turned to Chase and I said, we're going to do, are you there?
Nope.
I don't want to get, okay, I don't want to lose you because the calls come through. I said, Chase, and we got to do a celebrity tour. We will take people up close and personal. They'll come to our beach club on 4th of July. We're going to do this. So that's how it started. But then we couldn't find drivers and we had to get a limo and it became a little bit more difficult than we thought. And then we thought, you know, it's already played out. We should do a tour in the Coachella Valley instead. And Andrew, who works with us as our driver, I wish he was on the air with me. He came to me one day and said, forget the celebrity tours. Let's do the cannabis tours. So that's when we started driving around, looking around for locations, learning the industry. And, it, you know, 4 years later, our tours are, and I pride myself, they're incredible. They're really, really interesting. If you're a novice, if you're a newbie, if you want to get in the industry, if you want to, you know, go to school, because now we have classes that you accredited classes in the cannabis industry.
Yes.
We
yes.
get anything from 21 to 90, and it is so much fun to mix the crowd because by the end of the tour, everybody becomes buddies.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote. So with this tour, though, it's a 3-hour tour in the valley about the cannabis industry here. Where does the tour go? What is the route? Does the tour ever vary?
Well, we call our tour from the root to the toot, and that we start from cultivation, which is, this, you know, you go from the soil to the oil, from the seed to the sale. So we start you at the process. We like to do it that way because then you learn the entire industry through, you know, a quick 3 hours is the quickest 3 hours you'll ever take because there's so much to see within those 3 hours. So we'll start at a cultivation facility. We'll see how it's grown. Depending on, you know, with COVID, we couldn't go inside, but sometimes we really are in with the weed, in with the cannabis right there. And we have a bunch of facilities we work with. So it depends on the day. It depends if they're harvesting. It depends if it's an ongoing harvest. And if they have the people to tour us, we're there. But we have exclusives that no one has. So you get to go into a cultivation facility. You get to see it. You get to see how it's dried. You get to see the cloning. You get to see the 13-week process, the 6-week process, whatever it is, you're seeing it from the beginning to when they start going into where they're starting to go to a lab to extract it and made into distillate. We'll take you to a lab. We'll take you to a manufacturing where you see edibles, how they're made, how you'll see the ingredient, how they're making balms or shaving creams. You'll see how they're, you know, they're rolling pre-rolls. You'll learn all about it. And then you go from there, you'll go to a distribution. You'll see how distribution, they're distributing it, packaging it. And we'll stop at a lounge. We'll stop at a lounge at the end. That's what I call the toot, from the root to the toot. And then, of course, you get to go to a lounge and indulge or consume or medicate. We stop at dispensaries. But just so you know, and I'm sure all of you know, when you go to Disneyland or Universal Studios, each attraction has a gift shop. And that's really what it's all about, too. Every attraction that you go to has their own brand, their own flower that you get to see where it's made, purchased, bought, you know, and processed. And some places we go to, it's a one-stop shop where you get to see it right there. So you really get to see the entire process from the beginning to the end.
Lynn Daniels is my guest. Cannabis Express Tours, that is her bus tour in the Coachella Valley. I've never heard of a bus tour before that went around any area that did the cannabis industry. And I'm so glad that you are doing it, because there is still so much misinformation about this flower, this plant that's out there. And what you're doing is, you became a believer like me. I started to consume about 12 years ago, and I discovered the medicinal qualities that it had. I had a lot of stomach issues, like left and right. It was unbearable. Cannabis was the thing that helped me through that and got me through. And, you know, I had the same thing, this misinformation about cannabis. But so what I'm saying is, thank you, as somebody who's an advocate, that you're doing this and that you're spreading the word and you're getting out the proper information out to people.
Well, thank you. And I must tell you, I don't smoke. I cough. I prefer the edibles. You know, I grew up in the 70s. Quaalude was our drug of choice, a half a lute and a glass of wine, and you're feeling lovely.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at an edible. An edible, you take, you know, you have to learn. I teach people, edibles are phenomenal, but there's a process. I master the edibles, and I teach people on this tour how to do it if they're going to transition over. We teach them. If they don't know what the difference is of THC and CBD or sativa indica hybrid, you got to know all these things before you go. And to go to a dispensary can be intimidating. There's so many different brands and types, and you don't know what to get. So we teach people that the first thing you need to know is to know whether you're a sativa personality, an indica, or a hybrid. Because if you don't have the right strain from the beginning, you're not going to have a good experience. And that's really what it's all about. In the old days, people would say, what is your sign? What is your blood type? Now it's like, what is your strain? Are you indica, sativa, or hybrid? You know, that's the cool thing now. And it's important when you're purchasing. So we go from all of that. We try and teach you as much as we can in 3 hours. And when you ask in the beginning, are there different tours? Yes, because if you go to the Hearst Castle, there's like 3 different places you go there.
Mm-hmm.
The next time, if you didn't see manufacturing because we couldn't go in that day and didn't have enough time, we'll take you the next time. We keep track of what tours you've been on. We keep track of, you know, of all the things, the reason you like cannabis or want to learn about it. We really screen that so we can make the best tour to fit you, your desire.
Lynn,
get the most out of it.
Lynn Daniels is my guest. Lynn, can you hang on for another segment? We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and talk a little
sure.
more. Would you like to do that?
I'm right here, Jeremy,
yes.
for you.
Thank you so much, Lynn. And just in time for Weedmas 420 tomorrow, Lynn Daniels from Cannabis Express Tour. Talk to her a little bit more coming up in the next segment. I'm Jeremy Wayne. This is The Hangout, live and local, right here on iHub Radio.